The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from the Republican Convention in St. Paul. With nothing happening on the convention floor Monday, reporters were hungry for a story, and they got it.
John McCain's running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, is here and issued a statement that her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, will keep the child, and marry the father.
But far from shocking the delegates, it only increased their admiration. More after this. Unwed pregnancy was once a big battle in the culture wars, but suddenly it is off the table. The pregnancy of Sarah Palin's teenage daughter is a non-issue here at the Republican convention. If anything, delegates admire the family even more for the way they've handled it.
This kind of family situation where a teenager becomes pregnant is so rampant in our country that nobody would ever even be judgmental anymore. Now it's all about problem solving.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich also dismissed the story.
The parents have said they're going to be supportive of the new couple. They're going to be supportive of their grandchild. Case closed.
And Senator Orrin Hatch agreed. He thinks reporters are missing the real story here. And the real story here is Sarah Palin's unmatched qualifications as a vice president. Oh, yes, the skeptics may be cracking jokes now, but Senator Hatch thinks that her counterpart, Democratic nominee Joe Biden, might be in for a surprise.
I think he's going to have to be very, very careful. She's sharp. She's smart. She picks up things fast.
And speaking as a member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, where he gets the secret briefings on what our enemies are up to, Senator Hatch says that he's confident she'd even be ready to step in and tackle Vladimir Putin.
If Sarah Palin had to step in and negotiate with Vladimir Putin, she ready for that?
I have a feeling that not only is she ready, that Putin would find himself with a very formidable adversary who he would have a very difficult time handling.
Maybe that's been our problem. We've been sending all these sherry-sipping Georgetown graduates. What Putin needs is a good talking to from a PTA-trained hockey mom.
And I hear she has a stuffed grizzly bear in her office.
Listen, she's tough.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008.